From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and this is Idaho Matters. Can city rooftops become a source of food? One professor in our region thinks so. She's researching how plants grow under rooftop solar panels, and the synergy between the two could offer more accessible food for cities. Meanwhile, more and more buildings are being built with a green roof, as Emma Vandenide of the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Jennifer Busolo is a gardener, but her crops aren't on the ground.
Everything is going up.
They're on the roof of one of the Colorado State University buildings in downtown Denver.
So these are about providing additional benefits in places that are often unused.
Busolo is conducting research on rooftop agrivoltaics. That's a fancy way of saying how plants grow under solar panels on rooftops. Her fascination started 15 years ago. But it wasn't intentional.
I was very frustrated to see that another scientist had put up a solar array at the edge of my research plots. But over the next two or three growing seasons, I saw an incredible response.
It's due to their synergy. On their own, solar panels and plants get too hot on rooftops in our region. But the plants, through evaporation, help cool off the panels and vice versa.
We're basically providing the same protection as a slightly cloudy day would.
One way to see how a plant is doing is to measure its chlorophyll. It's a substance that makes plants green and helps them absorb sunlight to grow. She and her grad students use a thermometer-like tool to measure it.
It's called a chlorophyll fluorometer.
Measure this one again and see if it's still low.
Ooh, that's getting higher. I think the last one was in the 50s, if I remember right. This is 61.8.
Their tests show that plants growing under or near solar panels survived longer and retained more moisture, using less water overall. Leafy greens are especially promising. Other states in our region are utilizing green roofs, too. The Latter-day Saints Conference Center in Utah has a green roof that is over 200,000 square feet. In Idaho, there's one on top of a hospital. Busolo is excited about all this urban rooftop potential.
Does the rooftop get used for much besides storage? No. So to me, it would be absolutely wonderful to see scenarios where we're contributing to a lot of the things we need as a human society.
She's not the only one who feels this way. Back in 2017, Denver voters passed an initiative to increase green roofs. It aimed to reduce urban heat islands and greenhouse gas emissions. But Amanda Weston with the City of Denver says some officials were worried about the ordinance.
If the building can't structurally hold the weight, it's not something that we can even approve and say that that's okay to do because it's not safe. And it was just really expensive.
Soon after, the city broadened the ordinance. It gave building owners more options, like purchasing offsite solar or paying into a green building fund.
We don't want to just say, here's the rules, deal with it.
Currently, the city reports that 28 buildings have on-site green spaces. But green space could mean trees and shrubs, not always a full roof with solar panels and plants.
The majority of those projects are not utilizing vegetated roof area for the green building ordinance compliance option.
That's Jeff Steckline, a Denver-based landscape architect. He says the ordinance might call for greenery on 60% of a rooftop, leaving little space. So clients often choose easier options.
There's other compliance options that often make more sense than just creating additional vegetated roof area.
Even if a green roof gets installed, he worries about the long-term success.
Any vegetated assembly requires things like irrigation, long-term maintenance. And so the viability of these systems is challenged by just where we are in our climate.
Despite these challenges, Busolo hopes more people embrace the idea of green roofs to support a better environment.
If we can bring a little bit of life back into that city, choose to use the only remaining space in our cities left, we can really make an incredible impact.
She plans to continue her research on solar panels and plants, so Denver and other rooftops in our region could be a bit greener in the future. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenide.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.